You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's that time of the week again. I've got Steve on the line. You there, Steve?
I certainly am, Josh, and welcome to you and to the listeners.
And how's your week been?
Yeah, not bad. I don't like this humidity much, mate. I hope it's gone by the time with the recording comes on.
Yeah, so do I. Very humid in Shepparton today. It's on Wednesday. It's very humid.
Yeah, but anyway, I suppose we could be in Ukraine, I suppose, so that's probably we're probably better off being here anyway.
Yeah, that is the one good thing, but yeah, it's pretty terrible.
And,
but
and interstate too, I dare say too.
Yeah, with the floods. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting much of the rain, but anyways.
That's all right. I don't think we want as much as they're getting, so yeah, maybe we'll just leave it, but hope everyone's going as well as they can be.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Josh, before we start, I've got a bit of a shout-out, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I was talking to a friend of mine who I hadn't spoken to for a long time, and she lives up in Queensland, in, I think, Maroochydore. So I wanted to check up and see how she was situated regarding the floods. She said they're just surrounded by water, but they're on higher ground, so it's not overly impacting on them. But I did actually put her onto this program, and, Josh, we've got a new interstate listener, and she loved the show that she heard last week, and she's going to be listening from now on. So
that's good.
Hi there to Lucy and Gary. Hope you enjoy it and continue to listen. It was nice to catch up with you again.
Yeah, well, hope all the best to them, and thanks for listening as well.
Yeah, we'll get national international coverage at some stage, Josh.
Yeah, we may even be in double figures of listeners now. It's good.
Oh, I think that's I think that makes it 10 or 11.
That's good. We're on the way.
that's true. Now, tonight, Josh, I'll roll straight in with it if you don't mind.
Yep, go ahead.
We've got Lloyd Price.
Mr. Personality, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what I put at the top of my little few notes here. Miss Lloyd Price, Mr. Personality. Now, he was born in a place called Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R, a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana, of course, on March the 9th, 1933. His mother, Beatrice, owned a fish and fry restaurant, and this generated Price's interest in business and food, which we'll talk about a bit later on, and that stemmed from her. Now, he had, again, another one of these people who had a fair bit of training as a child and was very good musically. He had formal training on trumpet and piano, sang in his church's gospel choir, and was a member of a combo at high school, so very musically inclined. Now, the owner of a record company called Specialty, a fellow by the name of Al Roop, A-U-P-E, I presume that's how you pronounce it, he was interested in recording the style of rhythm and blues which was developing in New Orleans. And he heard Lloyd Price's version of a song called, which he'd written himself, called Lordy Miss Claudie, and is very keen to record it. So he hired a fellow by the name of Dave Bartholomew to create the arrangements. And this fellow had a band, and a gentleman by a name that might be familiar to us, a gentleman by the name of Fats Domino, was playing on the piano, and they backed Price in this recording session.
Oh, wow.
So this song, in 1952, I might add, this was a massive hit on the American rhythm and blues charts, reached number one. Price then recorded many more songs, but nothing charted before he's drafting into the U.S. Army in 1954, where he got sent to Korea. On returning, it turned out that Little Richard was now the big name in town, so this certainly had an impact on Price's career. He formed a record company called KRC, and this was distribution by ABC Records. But moving along a bit further to his musical career here, in 1958, his version of Stagger Lee, and I'll give you some information on Stagger Lee in a minute, it's an interesting story, which was an old 1920 song. It reached, and his version of it reached number one on the US and US rhythm and blues charts. It reached number one on both those charts. A little sidetrack here about Stagger Lee. This was a song which was first mentioned in 1897 in a newspaper called the Kansas City Herald. And it was first mentioned as Stack O'Lee, S-T-A-C-K-O-L-E-E. And it's actually based on the death of, it was a real-life murder in 1895 of a fellow called Billy Lyons. by a gentleman who the gentleman who committed the murder. His name, his nickname was Stag, and his second name was Lee. So his name was Stag Lee Shelton, and this murder occurred in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1895. The song was actually first published in 1911 and first recorded in 1923 by a group called Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians. And this has been this song has been recorded over 250 times by many very different artists, including Elvis, which whose version I've heard, which are not bad either.
Yeah, I know. Nick Cave's got a different version, but about the same story as well. That's interesting.
It's a very well-known song, but it was just a huge hit for him back in 1958. Now, he followed this up with, of course, the most well-known one, which we're all aware of, Personality, and this was number two in the US in 1959. And also, Gonna Get Married, another song that I like quite a lot, and that was number three in the US, and it was number one on the rhythm and blues chart. Another interesting sidelight to the Stagger Lee story was that he was going to appear on American Bandstand, and the compere Dick Clark insisted that Price tone down the lyrics of Stagger Lee, which certainly had violent connotations in it. But I'm not sure if he was successful in doing that, because the song was an old standard anyway, and it had been recorded many times before and since. So that I don't think that the lyrics have changed all that much. So I'm not sure how Dick Clark went with that little order of his, but anyway. A critic labelled Price's version of Stagger Lee, and I've heard this, and I think it's very, very, it's a terrific song, an enthusiastic rock version, all momentum driven by a wailing sax. And that's probably a fair comment. I reckon it's a terrific song, and we will be playing that at some stage.
Well, that's good. I want to hear it.
Yeah, it's one of many brilliant versions of the song. Now, in 1962, we're moving along a little bit here. After he had very little commercial success, apart from charting on the US Rhythm and Blues chart, he and a business partner named Harold Logan formed a record company called Double L, on which Wilson Pickett eventually got his start. Further on down the line, in 1966, I found this piece of information today. I was quite fascinated by this. In 1966, I was looking at his discography. He recorded a song called, now this is the title of the song, The Man Who Took the Boulets Off the Floor of Grand Central Station at Noon.
He took the what off the floor, sorry?
Boulet, which is a small case or briefs or bag. Hmm. Took it off the floor of Grand Central Station at Noon. Now, it's a great title, but I can tell you that the song did nothing. Very, very interesting, some of the titles of these songs that you come across here. And again, I'm not actually familiar with it. Now, this particular fellow that spoke to you, Harold Logan, he and Price formed this club called Birdland in New York. Unfortunately, his partner was murdered there in 1969, so that was a fairly ordinary end to him. But moving on to after the 70s and 80s, where there was no success, although he recorded a lot of songs, there was no real success from Price's music. He did eventually tour in 1993 with Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and perform with some soul legends. A couple of gentlemen, one person I'm familiar with, Ben E. King, but Jerry Butler and Gene Chandler were two others, and they called this Four Kings of Rhythm and Blues Tour. And they also did this. They did that tour in 2005, and in 1993, as I mentioned, we performed with Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. So a fair bit of versatility there. And now, aside from his musical interest, again, this is not a fella who was a one-trick pony. We've had a few of these lately. He was a prolific entrepreneur, and in the 70s, he helped our gentleman by the name of Don King, who we might be familiar with. Mm. Now, he promoted the fights and included the Rumble and the Jungle, and also the concert which featured James Brown and B.B. King. So he's well involved in that. And he also owned two construction companies, and he built middle-income housing in the Bronx and Staten Island in the 80s and was involved with food and clothing brands.
Oh, he did a lot.
He did a lot, but he also worked on a Broadway musical, Josh, which was called, surprisingly, Lordy Miss Claudy. Oh. And this told the evolution of the rock and roll from the New Orleans music scene of the early 50s. Now, here's the gentleman who did receive the due recognition because he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 and what was called the National Black Sports and Entertainment Hall of Fame in 2001 and the Louisiana Hall of Fame in 2010. So he certainly got a widespread recognition from his, all the music talents that he had. Now, his hometown, Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R, as I mentioned before, celebrates an annual Lloyd Price Day, so that's pretty good to be able to get something named after you for one day of the year. Unfortunately, he passed away on May the 3rd last year of diabetes complications, but he was 88, so he had a pretty good innings. And I've just mentioned here a bit of trivia perhaps for people's interest. Personality has been re-recorded over 150 times. I did mention about Stagger Lee. That's over 270 different artists have re-recorded that song. And Lordy Miss Claudie, 170 times. So all those particular songs have got their very much their worth. And I think I've written down here also that he did 16 studio albums, 22 compilation albums, and there were 76 singles. So you can see that he did record a lot of singles, but I can tell you that there weren't that many that were overly successful on a commercial basis, and only the ones that were the ones we're going to play. And I hope you'll play, Josh, anyway.
Yeah, I will. But which one did you want to hear first, or have you got anything more to say?
Well, yeah, I think we go with the one that everybody knows first. I think we'll go with Personality, and the others you can put in any order you like, which is fine by me. I'm Going to Get Married, Stagger Lee, and Lordy Miss Claudie. I'm just thinking perhaps you might want to save the Stagger Lee version until the show afterwards, so that people will remember who this particular gentleman was. It's a pretty arousing sort of a song.
Okay, I can do that. But right now, let's have Personality by Lloyd Price. And yeah, what a great song it is. It just makes you want to get up and dance, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And the man had a very distinctive style, and that song really brought him to the forefront. I always remember the record label of that. It had an actual photo of the artist on the right-hand side of the record label. Didn't happen all that often, but back in, I think it was WNG Records. I did have a single, the actual vinyl copy at some stage. I'm not quite sure where that's gone. Another one that's gone, disappeared into the archives of time, Josh. I don't know where it's gone.
Yeah, record collections have a way of disappearing, don't they?
They certainly do.
Particularly if you've got a big family, I suppose, as well.
Yes. Well, I'm not quite sure where this one went, but I think my sisters might have had this one, and I think I sort of grew to love it. But somewhere along the way, it's disappeared from my collection. But anyway, not to worry.
That's all right. But thanks, Steve, and great one. I love Lloyd Price, so good to hear more about him.
Yeah, very interesting gentleman, and certainly another one with multiple talents. Like so, a lot of these people seem to have. It's very good that they're able to adapt their talents into other areas also. Very good one. I'm very pleased to have done that one because I thought it was a very good story.
And while you were talking, I just point out Stagger Lee. I Googled it because I knew of different versions of it as well. And there's actually, interesting, a Stagger Lee's in Fitzroy. Looks like a coffee shop.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we better not give them a plug because they might have to pay for that, but we can't sort of promote their business, but it's interesting.
Well, based on the history of Stagger Lee, I don't think I want to frequent the particular shop, but I don't want to put them down either.
Yeah, no, might not be good, but interesting name. But anyway, thanks, Steve. Thanks very much.
Well, it was a great one to do, and thanks very much, and all the best to the listeners and to you, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Take care. Have a good week.
All the best, mate.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.